when the disciple has sutra, there's no poison. So next class, I want somebody to use the mic when the disciple has sutra, okay? Chant together loudly, has sutra. Next one. Yes, somebody can hold the mic. You know, when you chant together, of course, there's some kind of energy there together. You know, so this happened. I didn't say so far. So it doesn't look so nice, you know, like very, very boring type of chanting there. Huh? Okay, so next one. I'll punch, okay? Some of you hold the mic. Do the. Actually, that time Rinpoche recommend chant has the slow one, you know? Very slow time. Anyway, we're not going to do that, but at least, you know, group energy to chant begin. So this is needed, yeah. Your question, just ask one. Huh?
Ken Rinpoche, can I just clarify about this topic, the 37 branches of enlightenment are in that category for the path common with the hearer's path, and I'm trying to reconcile between this definition that it is the path common with the hearer's path, and what we discussed so far is all from in the context of the Mahayana paths and grounds. So it's not mutually inclusive, is it? Because if it's the path common with the hearer's path, then the hearers do not have Mahayana in their continuum. Anyway, it's just something that I don't seem to find a satisfactory way of answering, if Ken Rinpoche can help.
Mm. 지난해 청주 수준시나 그런 식으로 시래 하고 나 청주 수준이 냠네 치에디 나 대부 투모에 냠네 자기 요래 그러다
In general, the 37 harmonies of enlightenment are common to the Hinayana.
어떻게 나 도망 수도가나 대중에 있는 지기열에 대법 면백이야 공기열에 이게 공기열에 대명이야 전주 수도인데 공기열에 대중이 강사대야 전주 수도 공기열에 도망 수도가나 이게 공자 자기열에 아들.
So when we say it is common, it is there are objects to be meditated by both Hinayanis and Mahayanis.
어때요? 최장다 대면라야 변화 전주 수준이나 변화 참 가슴 열을 수분한 시대 대면 가서의 전반인 시시 공부열 아야도 봉하시 아니지 주주의 강바시 다 온봉아 또봉아 다 발라야나 제스니다 독신이 강가로다 대반면 공부를 안 대면 예전 높이 공부를 했으나 공부를 했어.
So if we ask do the Hinayanis meditate on the 37 harmonies of enlightenment, like the four close placement of mindfulness, four correct abandonings, the four legs of magical emanations, right? Then the five powers, five strengths, seven branches of enlightenment, and the eight four powerful superiors, do they meditate? Then we say yes, they do, yeah. So.
어떡하니? 다 대포 딱 값수 봐봐 아니 너 마셔봐 대신 가르침 대신 시험을 쓰면 값수 봐봐 다 뭔도 얘기다 값게 마치 지난해 값 10의 값도 가도 치기 하래 지난해 다 시야디 조조 뭔도 이제 시설이 치도 제외 두셔디 아니 대신이 이제 온도심이 시기 하래 치기다 공짜던 것이 뭐지 마시기 하래 단다 재산지 대인상 값이다 전주 수준이 대신을 찾는 시야 규센트를
So the reason why these 37 harmonies of enlightenment are explained here in this context, which is primarily the explaining from the minor perspective, is that this explanation is part of the chapter 4 of the Ornament of Clear Realizations. And the intended trainees or disciples of or the target audience of this text are those of the Mahayana lineage. Yeah.
어떡하시네. Okay? You got it? You clear now? 어떡하시네. 다 가서 갈수 없다. 가서 다 먼저 가서 옹봉아 가서 슈베티래. 갈수 없래. 아니지 옹봉아 시베칼라 대배옹보 주루지 옹보 전배옹보 땡이정보 시럴지 옹보고스다 디나 저런 최다 지면에 갑수 다 옹봉아 마시니 다 과매지 숭구여래
So we looked at the recently the five powers yeah so they are the powers of faith joyous effort mindfulness meditative stabilization and wisdom and they explain It is explained that they are meditated primarily on the heat and the peak level of the path of preparation.
어떻게 제자다 변하다 가서 해 보기 변하 조람 최신의 명단이 어디 더더 뒤에 변하 최신의 명단이 어디 가서 나 변하 조람 토인도 가마 돈이는 명의 실화성대 토비 거야래 다 최신도 가나 돈당이 다 보기 넘버를 미토비 시에서 돈당이 대제 돈 다시 말하면 샤시 동부의 모순을 두면 러디 깨워라 변화 최 깨워나 신시다 깨워야 저기 따져오시다 최는 용두배시 최였으나 되는 변화 몇 번에게 원한다 최신구로 진앙신 나쁘게 나쁘게 믿음이 시계에게 따져오시다 보겠다 저놈 최는 용두배시 죄송다 그래서 원해 최였으니 민다야시다
So the heat level of the path of preparation is so called because just like how heat will be a sign of a fire that will soon arise. And likewise, the heat level of the path of preparation is a sign indicating that the bodhisattva or that individual will achieve the non-conceptual wisdom, the meditative equipoise of the path of seeing the uninterrupted path.
어떻게 전달이다 딱 저놈 초토에 녹아라 답변 옹보스 대비 옹보스님도다 변하다 옹보가 진짜 흉대에 대비 변하다 진의 송대다 저놈 라온에 맞게 되시다 전달 지송해야 돼 라 옹보티기다 박변남 라온에 맞게 되기다 누가 용하시다 저놈 전의 송대다
Yeah, so the five powers are so called because from which the heat level of the path of preparation onwards, right? So they are essentially knowers, they are self-powered with respect to generating the Arya path, which is its result, yeah. So
it's, yeah.
So it is said that those who have achieved the heat level or the path of preparation will never be born in any inopportune states, which means that whatever rebirths they get are necessarily endowed with freedoms and endowments.
What did it? Nema, any she, that truce, any zemons to go on, did it? Penata, Tinemata, Zeminegasu.
The peak level of the path of preparation is so called, I guess, is because they have reached the peak, the highest point. In which, whereby the roots of virtue can never ever be destroyed. Yeah. So it is said that on the heat and the peak level of the path of preparation, the discordant factors, the opposites of the five powers, can arise, such as a laziness, a non-faith, laziness, distraction, and forgetfulness, and a corrupted wisdom.
가슴 도시 좋아나 심해 다디 변했다 마태복음도 죽으랬으니까 변을 죄기지 동본 염샤와 책임하래 단 염샤 있냐고서 마태복음도 주도 못 줄 수 다디 한 섬도 시당 못 와 난 제도면 내가서 도발해 와서 모두 줄 수 있어 버렸으니 납치고도 와 변했다 냠셰베 내가 썼다. 저놈 저 토마토바 냠셰바 책을 다 디귤하다. 대별로서 맞아봐 모두 줄 쓰다 비스. 대양 어서 썸을 시다는데 어때?
So I think we discussed this in the last lesson. So whether the discordant factors can arise in meditative equipoise. So because when you enter, let's say the heat level or the power of preparation, let's say you're in meditative equipoise, right? So in meditative equipoise, do the discordant factors like non-faith, is it possible that they arise or manifest? As for post-meditative equipoise, it's straightforward, right? I mean, it's quite clear. You can definitely say, yeah, it's possible, yeah? They do arise in post-meditative equipoise. But during meditative equipoise, do these discordant factors, is it possible for them to manifest? That's the question. That was the question, right?
What is some of the answer? 되네 가서 해보겠다. 그렇다. 어떻게 변했다? 나는 최당 아니지 저놈 저면에 가서 나 돈이라다. 냠바 샤바 차기하래. 돈이라 냠바 샤바 이나야 아니지 거기 강남당지 돈이 있다 유신 시티니 아니지 양치도 나 나와 여대지. 근데 양치도 나 여대바지 전주서 뭐 그런 게 시트. 근데 이 나라 봐요 그래서 어디 쓰고요.
It is said that on the heat and the peak level, the power for preparation, in meditative equipoise that are focusing on emptiness, there is a dualistic appearance in that the subject, the wisdom meditating on emptiness, and the object that is meditated upon, wisdom, the emptiness, there is a sense of duality, a distance. No? These two appear separate. There's a feeling of separateness, and the bodhisattva is aware of that. Right? It is said clearly in the ornament of essential explanations by Gyaltsab Je that there is the appearance of this dualistic appearance. So in the meditative equipoise, on the heat level of the path of preparation, or on the peak level of the path of preparation, which is essentially a special insight focusing on emptiness, right? And calm abiding focusing on emptiness. Do the discordant factors like non-faith and laziness arise or not?
This some notice that she done the business of civil scheme. That she took in Nakamu to you, you said it, that vision Mabuna Tungu, then she took in Nakamu to you, you are it. Then I told her, Zuma, she took in Nakamla, the Mitchell to the Mundi Kusibares. That is civil yard, the Yamshay never cut down what you sent up. The Jua met Senate, Lelada.
It is clear in the text that. That it is said that it is possible, right, for the discordant factors to manifest during post-meditative equipoise. Yeah. But nothing much is said about meditative equipoise. Yeah. But of course, if we say that they don't arise, no, or they don't manifest in meditative equipoise, then of course that makes this easier, right? If we say, of course, it's easy to say, right?
Oh, today she need that, this some of that, took she need that, dinema, and she got Kasore Puggy. Kasore. And she, to Jemo, Soba. That on that Soba Tommy Dukala, and she got Yuda Markita, on one material, that he, Kombe Toki, that Nova Church Chinch, that Soba Tommy Dukala, that on one up, Cinema Takiamare, that today Dilla, that. 또 아, 스니다 또다 대배 또 아니지 땡땡이 또 시작이 또 준주기 또 대배 또 스니 독신이다 말해 누가 치료 신세 또 세심인 도비마 어디래?
So those five, faith, joyous effort, mindfulness, meditation, stabilization, and wisdom, when they grow, it increase in strength, such that once you reach the, what do you call it, forbearance and the level and this supreme mundane qualities level of the path of preparation, right? Those five are not called the five powers anymore, but rather they're called the five forces. It's essentially pretty much the same thing, but it's just that it is an enhanced version, stronger version of the those five factors.
Yeah.
While prior to the forbearance level of the power of preparation, I guess a bodhisattva will not be reborn in the lower realms. But it is said that on the forbearance level of the power of preparation, the bodhisattva gains the confidence that he or she will not be reborn in the lower realms. And the supreme mundane qualities is so called the supreme mundane quality level of the power of preparation is so called because it is like the highest level you can reach, as an ordinary being. Then on the forbearance and the supreme mundane qualities level of the power of preparation, right? The discordant factors here, such as non-faith, laziness, and so forth, is said to not will not arise here, even in post-meditative equipoise, yeah, they will not manifest. Also on the forbearance level of the power of preparation, there is like some kind of like subsiding of the dualistic appearance while in meditative repose. So there isn't that kind of like appearance of a duality, a distance between the person meditating and the subject and the object that's meditated upon. And the meditator, the person here, is probably does not have that sense of as a meditator, that sense of a person, the subject diminishes. So it is an achievement that is more exalted than the peak level of the path of preparation, right?
Oh, 독신이 다 돈다 갈수하래 닦고 대 랑이 밑을 좀 좀발 채라 아니 너가 죽지 못 쉬지 닦아 랑이 밑을 좀 수도 나는 게 밑을 좀 대 좀발라 아니 지금 쉬위 돕지 못 쉬지다 소마당 주조인데 돕지 못 쉬지다 돈다 대래 오늘 유부터 해지다 소투배 있고요 제가 돕습니다 독신이 민다 해지 숨겨래
So these five things, faith, joy, perseverance, and so forth, because they are so powerful on the forbearance and the supreme mundane quality level, the power of preparation, because they are so powerful, such that the five discordant factors cannot manifest, cannot arise. Yeah. So as such, on the forbearance level and the supreme mundane quality level, the power of preparation, they are called the five strengths. Or five forces.
Oh, yeah.
Next, what we call the seven branches of enlightenment, and this is tied in with the path of seeing. So the four noble truths are posited to be the objects of observation of the seven branches of enlightenment, and this is according to the compendium of knowledge. Yeah.
Oh, 독신이 다 가르쳐라. 드네마 아니지다. 딱 간데스 공부해야 돼. 딱 공부했어. 다 잠바야 다 천주 연락 빼는 잠바야 다 천주 연락이 두대라 믹치. 다 두다래 다 빼는 다 공단으로 송시 빼나 잠바야 다 천주 연락이 다 두대라 믹치. 두대인데다 가르쳐. 아 두대인 텔레다 마 초월시에 시도다. 인신, 네바, 스타트레, 또 동안 샤바샤, 세디, 티바르, 토바르.
So the first of the seven branches of enlightenment, the first is the branch of enlightenment of perfect mindfulness. And it focuses on the true suffering, focuses on true suffering and causes one to not be distracted from that.
어떻게 되네 마 아니지 되네 딱 군주나 믹세 되네 아니 뒤 도시다 타와 수신 내마 쓰다 되네
또 작은 차고로
다 돈다 동안 시작을 시작 군주 뽕을 시작 세 돈다 지지 받아 다 돈다 그는 동안 대마다 믹세 동안 대마 시작을 시작 세 내마 시작 아니 뒤주 군주 시 군중 도샤라소마 아니 시시 탄도일로스다 되래 탈신 내가 스타토다 동아 뽕어샤 군중 말 동아 샤벌샤 군중 뽕어샤스 아니 고방 운도샤스 람고마샤스 도다디 내가 집어도래
Yeah, so the branch of enlightenment of perfect mindfulness has the noble truths as the object of observation. Yeah, by focusing on the true suffering, one comes to know what is suffering, and by focusing on true origins, then one comes to develop a desire to be separated from true origins.
Lam kumbha chhe chhe. Tindhiga ani, chinshe ten, oto tindhiri.
By focusing on true cessation, one understands that that is to be actualized, and so the perfect mindfulness here causes one to focus on that and not be distracted, not to forget that. Yeah, and then by focusing on true paths, one comes to understand that that is something to be cultivated, to be meditated upon.
오뚝신이다 뚝신이다 따가나신다 가서라박이다 자주야라 뚱갈라 뚝신다 시아라 준두가와 신장 뚝신이다 강갈라 뚝자네 수아메도 따라와 어디래 나 디나신다 템발라 자와 나신 시아라 뚝신다
아유
자네 뚝신 시아메도 소디래
So likewise, I think the rest of the branches is explained in terms of the manner of meditation. Yeah. I explained in a similar way to the first one, the branch of enlightenment or perfect mindfulness. The purpose of meditating on the five powers and what do you call it? The five strengths is to quickly generate the Arya paths. So by cultivating the five powers and the five strengths, then the result of which is one will then quickly achieve the Arya path. Yeah? So in this case, one enters the path of seeing. So even upon achieving the path of seeing the Arya's path, right? Still the objects of observation, right? As we've just seen, yeah, are the four noble truths, yeah. So even after achieving the path of seeing, one the Bodhisattva superior still meditates on the four noble truths. Yeah. Why? So in this case, you know, on the path of seeing, they meditate on the four noble truths to abandon the path of seeing abandonments. So let's look at the path of seeing abandonment. Yeah. And of course, in this context, we have to talk about it from the Middle Way Autonomy School point of view. Yeah. All right? So according to the Middle Way Autonomy School, there are paths of seeing abandonments which are afflictive obscurations, and there are paths of seeing abandonments which are knowledge obscurations. So according to the Middle Way Autonomy School, there are 112 paths for seeing abandonments which are afflictive obscurations, and there are 108 powerful seeing abandonments, which are knowledge obscurations.
독신했다 아니 다 동방 자동 중이디 아니 간데스레스다 여러분 동방님은 동방 동방님도 자동 중이디 간데스레스나 들에 변하다 더베스득이 동방 유튜브 십주스 여러분 아니시 다 고메 아니 고메스득이 동방 유튜브 주주 자니스 독신이다 독신이다 겨도 중이 독신이 대시적이야 돼.
Okay, so there are 112 powerful seeing abandonments which are afflictive obscurations. Yeah. So why are there 112? Because there are 40 belonging to the desire realm and 72 belonging to the two higher realms.
독신이다 뒤에 간데레스나 다 뒤에 변하다 변하. 다 두베세도 뭐 십주 간데시아고레스나 뒤에. 다 또다 가서 보기. 아, 다 대바시로 자지. 다 또다 순구야 지산 다 대시로 자지. 다 두베세도기 동어 동방 주. 두베세도기 군전 동방 주. 두베세도기 고바 동방 주. 두베세도기 남 동방 주. 신의 독신다. 십주 독신의 제.
So why are there 40 of the desire realm? Because there are 10 for each of the four noble truths. Yeah. So together, that's why you have 40. Yeah. 그래서, of course, these are of the desire realm. Yeah.
Okay. 아, 어떻게? 다 뒤덕이 변하다. 변하. 변화 다 빼셨네 드래 변화 르베스득이 다 변화 동을 통방 쭉 가르레스다 변화 그럼 다 디 가르레스나 다 르베스득이 도셔 아니 공도 맞아 니모지기 마리바 안 대소 니모지 직소로 따와 아니 로버 따와 안 타지 마 따와 따와 쳐도 지 마 주림도 쳐도 지 마스 다 또 다 다왕하다 다미가 서 독신 빛이 띵그래 주 독신이다 되네 세대가 주 독신이다 너가 통반도 교화 주 쓰나 띠래
Yeah, so there are 40 powerful seeing abandonments which are afflictive obscurations, right? Of the desire realm, yeah? Of the desire realm. How, why are there 40? Because basically there are 10. 10 afflictions, yeah? Multiply, and there are 10 afflictions and each of the related to each of the four noble truths, so therefore you have 40. So what are the 10 in the first place? There are 5 non-views and 5 views. Yeah. So the 5 non-views are attachment, anger, pride, afflicted ignorance, afflicted doubt. Then the 5 views, which are the view of the transitory collection, the view holding on to an extreme, the conception of bad views as the supreme, the view holding bad ethics and modes of conduct as supreme, and wrong views. Yeah, so these are the 10. Yeah.
어떻게 다 되네마 아니지 변하다 둔주 짠이 고메 쓰도기 둔주 짠이 수도가라 고마 수도가라 수구여래 수매여래 니구여래 어떤 수구 쓰도바 가주여래서나 아니 숨주 짜주여래 아니 수매가 쓰도바 숨주 짜주시네 다 둔주 되니 도시니 샤해
So that's 40 of the desire realm. So I said earlier that there are 72 of the higher realms, isn't it? But there are two higher realms. There are the form and the formless realms, yeah? Alright? So 72 divided by 2 means there are the 36 of the form realm and 36 of the formless realm, yeah?
어, 독신이 다 변화 다 돈다티래 다 더발라 샤인구하라 십주 샤구여래 변화 소라 샤인구하라 숨주 자루 모두 샤구여마래 다디 잡아 간대지 치마르스나 돈다래 다 숙라 변화 다 공도 시리 바삐고 그래 동화 통보도 주요 공도 운주 통보도 주요 공도 아니 람 통보된 주에 공도 고바 통보된 주에 공도 다 시디 바비 누가라 십주나 십에나 다 숨자도 못을 하게 하마라 돈다잉이다 감고나 공도 인구이 하마라 제자 숙이 공도 시 바비 숨이 공도 시 바비 지수도 다 둔수 짠이 독습니다 자네
So So why are there only 36 of the form realm and 36 of the formless realm? Yeah, whereas the desire realm, you have 40, right? So how did we come to 40? There are four noble truths, each of them. There are the 10 afflictions, right? Related to the four noble truths, that's why you have 40. Yeah? So basically, there are 10 afflictions, right? Of the desire realm, then multiplied by four, the four noble truths. Now, why you only have 36 for the form and formless realms? You exclude anger. So if you exclude anger, a true suffering, which is anger, true, you know, and so forth. So you minus four, right? So that's why you have 36 of the form realm. Likewise, you have 36 of the formless realm. The point is that there's no anger in the form and formless realm. Yeah.
Only in desire realm, anger arises.
Then there are the path of seeing abandonments, which are knowledge obscurations. How many are there? There are 108. So there are the 36 of the desire realm, 36 of the form realm, and 36 of the formless realm. Okay, there are 36 of the desire realm, yeah? There are the 9 conceptions of the apprehendeds of the thoroughly afflicted phenomena, 9 conceptions of apprehendeds of the completely pure phenomena, 9 conceptions of apprehenders of substantial existence, and 9 conceptions of apprehenders of imputed existence. So these are in brief the path of seeing abandonments, yeah, according to the Midway Autonomy School, yeah. And there is a way, so as you've seen, yeah, so according to this school, so the path of there is a relation, yeah, of the path of seeing abandonments, which are afflictive obscurations, yeah, in relation, a relation of that to the four noble truths, yeah. So if we that's a list, but if you go into detail, then it gets a bit complicated, because there are the four truths, isn't it? Right, four truths, right? Like true suffering, which is a path of seeing abandonment. Then you have true origins, which is the power of seeing abandonment and so forth. Then what about true cessation? What is its object of observation? What does it focus on? Then what about the true path, which is the path for seeing abandonment? What does it focus on? What is its object of observation? The seven branches, one meditates on the seven branches of enlightenment in order to abandon these two. Yeah? The path for seeing abandonments which are afflictive obscurations and path for seeing abandonments which are knowledge obscurations.
Oh, Tukshine, that interesting. Ane tinde chine ta tine ma ane chik karsore. Tanda chanju yala dundi o tukshine gomche ane ta tanda yin ta bagi karsona. Tongbang nyundib, tongbang chitib ki mwenye cheshe. Ta tanda tiki tanda yin bagi ta chanju tobe ki gyur cheshe. Ta ma humal ta rangi chanju tobe ki gyur ta chiyumhe ati sungu yore.
Yeah, so while meditating on this, what you call it? Seven branches of enlightenment, right? Then one, they are basically the antidote, right? To the path for seeing abandonments, which are afflictive obscurations, and path for seeing abandonments, which are knowledge obscurations, and through that, then one moves towards changchub or enlightenment.
Yeah.
So they are called the seven branches of enlightenment. Why? Because here, enlightenment here is the great enlightenment, which is full enlightenment. Yeah? And the branch here is understood to be a course, that which precedes enlightenment, a course that leads to enlightenment. Yeah? So as such, they are called the branches of enlightenment. Yeah?
So
the seven, when divided, the seven branches of enlightenment on the path of seeing are the branch of enlightenment of perfect mindfulness, the branch of enlightenment of perfect fine discernment of phenomena, the branch of enlightenment of perfect joyous effort, the branch of enlightenment of perfect joy, the branch of enlightenment of perfect pliancy, the branch of enlightenment of perfect meditative stabilization, and the branch of enlightenment of perfect equanimity. So, perfect mindfulness, discernment of phenomena, and joyous effort, they are pretty straightforward. Then you have pliancy. I think here in this context, pliancy refer mainly to mental pliancy, yeah.
Oh, tindesine. Ta tinema, anisi, ta tingensin sina, ta chitikto, tineta, tanyum sina tire, ta penapuki. Nyum penata, nyabongabong tushike, segita, tikapita, tushike, tengita. Pen nyumbu tushe, tanyum kuma, sejora, ta tamati. A pen a chingota, teveche, nyumbu matemaches, ani tanyum shaba, sejta.
So meditative stabilization is straightforward, I guess. Then you have the branch of enlightenment of perfect equanimity. Equanimity here, I think, is the equanimity which is one of the eight antidotes, yeah, to the five faults, right? The last one being the last antidote being equanimity, yeah, which is an antidote to basically desisting from applying antidote, right? When the mind is not in influenced by laxity or excitement, yeah? When cultivating calm abiding, yeah.
Arvata, but tere, ta 변했다 시신 다 시신이 차라치지 아니 지다 지화도 고바 중구도나 남산님부 아니 사바 두 사바 님부 사바 두셔바시 남산님부 된거야지 다티르와 다 디치고르 디네마 아니 지다 시신이 때 차라치시다 바가 친구 죽으면 도나 님부 맞대 맞치시다 다님 주셔바시시도 샘다 님버샤데시 다 돈다 두셔 다님 세시다 디르던 좀 자와 주지는 게다 변했다 자와 주지 숨중 앞중 마치 나한테 자와 주지 쓰는 거나 다녀 쓰시도 와 다 뒤집어 버리나
so in the you know in cultivating karma binding there are the five faults which are to be overcome by the eight antidotes right so antidotes number 7 and 8 are intention and equanimity respectively right because with mindfulness and vigilance when the meditator spots the arising of laxity or excitement, then the person must strive in cultivating, yeah? Bringing up the antidotes, yeah? To counteract laxity and excitement. Yeah? But when the mind is not influenced by laxity and excitement, the meditator should leave it in the mind in equanimity, yeah? Should desist from cultivating the antidotes, isn't it? Any antidotes, yeah? Should desist, yeah? And I think it's also this equanimity here is also the mental factor of equanimity that is included in the 11 mental factors, 11 virtuous mental factors.
What do you say? Chata kasa chuba na shere kasore ta pagi semne penata kieta pagi tanyum se de mone pagi tanyum yapu shi yungay di pese pese pagi ta kasa ngatsu semne gui guane ta shine tutang shebe kablo shebe na shin se ta pagi tanyum mone yungay di pagi ta semne gui kablo ta tinde shi mendo osum garo atire ta
and I think that equanimity comes, I think, on the ninth mental state. You know, if we discuss the cultivation of karma abiding according to the nine mental states, yeah. So I think equanimity comes only on the real kind of equanimity comes on the ninth on the ninth state, yeah. So it was explained that on the sixth state, sixth mental state, excitement and laxity will be pacified, right? Then on the seventh and eighth state, it is extremely unlikely that excitement and laxity will arise. But even if they do arise, the meditator will be able to counteract them with just a little bit of effort, yeah. So, because they know when they can sense the arising of the laxity and excitement, yeah? And all the meditators do is just to put the mind, just a little bit of effort, no, to, and then they are again pacified, yeah.
Takalai shui jaba yinza, ani shi pagi ta tingol ta shui kumbha tenma yinza, pagi rangi semdi mikpa la ani shi chi gom, pagi gom jayaga kune langshi ta semdi mikpa la teba tsamgi, ani pagi hangi pagi tingin singi nangto chwaya shi, tinda yung tuya shi, ta didu ta pechi ta khasora tena sem tanyo ba se shi ta pagi ta khasora chingwa ta kumbha kanki ji gyom heba chi shi pe, lingi detuwe shi ta.
So, what would it say that on the ninth mental state, just by putting the mind, you know, into concentration, the meditator is able to enter into concentration with ease, yeah? And once he's in it, then he's able to abide in that easily, isn't it? without much effort, right? So they won't, and there will not be, of course, any influence of laxity and excitement. Yeah. So therefore I think, I'm not sure, no, I can't say for sure, but anyway, I think that it is on the nine mental state that fully qualified or fully characterized equanimity will arise. So on the nine mental state that was with equanimity, then the mind becomes serviceable. Yeah. And if the mind becomes serviceable, then the person then goes on to achieve the mental pliancy first, right? Mental pliancy, and followed by physical pliancy.
Yeah.
Because there's a close relationship between the mind and the energy currents, yeah, or the subtle energies and the winds, yeah. So when the mind becomes serviceable, right, when the mind becomes pliant, yeah, so it also affects, of course it brings about a sense of, you know, peace, yeah. But it, because of that strong connection between the mind and the body, in this case the subtle energy currents, the winds, so the body also then becomes very blissful. Right? You can achieve a physical pliancy, yeah, very serviceable.
Yeah.
So in short, the mind becomes serviceable, then the achievement of pliancy, then physical pliancy, because of the physical pliancy, then because the winds and become serviceable, and then the meditator experiences the bliss of physical pliancy, followed by the bliss of mental pliancy. And when that happens, then one is said to have achieved that calm abiding. That's like the measure,
right?
So it is clear, yeah? The calm abiding is not achieved just because you reach the ninth state. The calm abiding happens after you reach the ninth state, yeah? So on the nine mental state, from there, when you go on to achieve mental pliancy, followed by physical pliancy, followed by bliss of physical pliancy, and then followed by the bliss of mental pliancy, only then the person said to have achieved calm abiding. Yeah?
Rawata tambo karsana chamba sedi Так кассоре поги. Ниги яла стуксин та дюэй сумуду ва таба шта ти чи ба инэмэ намус.
Не, као тана не. Као нада не.
Као наса не.
Наса не. Као наса не. Я, сори си, я.
Не бе яла ус.
Не, не као и не ру.
Као наса не та мигбала не ба сэ шоро.
Не сару. So they said that the seven branches of enlightenment can be subsumed into the five. Yeah. Okay. So first, you have the branch of abiding, I guess. Yeah, branch of abiding. So the branch of enlightenment or perfect mindfulness comes into the branch of abiding. Yeah. Neba.
Chambadi. That chambadi neki yala nala pa joy. Duso.
Mm. Yeah, so you have mindfulness, isn't it? Mindfulness comes subsumed in the branch of abiding, yeah, neba.
What on that tele, takasana? The negi alasigotitele, that's all that chambati kishimushakiore, that chimbe, and it mikbatile, mayawa, never chase, not on the negi alasidi, chambati, mikbatile, mayawa chase, never chase, the chimbil, chimbilagar.
So the function of mindfulness is that one will not be distracted from the object of observation, right? Your mind is supposed to be abiding on the object of observation, and since mindfulness is critical for that, isn't it? So mindfulness comes under the branch of abiding.
Yeah. Chodu nanchi yala chanchu yala usta chi se di ta karasana rangshingi yala usta.
Rangshingi.
Rangshingi yala usta di naam ta tuksini shayashi sungu yara.
Then the branch of enlightenment or perfect fine discernment of phenomena, which is the second branch, that subsumed in under the branch of nature, I think, yeah? Rangshingi is it, yeah.
O tuksini, ta tiya ta zozo di meno karasore.
Well, since the branch of enlightenment or perfect fine discernment of phenomena is the main cause of enlightenment, as such, it is comes under the branch of nature.
Yeah.
So the branch of enlightenment of perfect fine discernment of phenomena comes is the branch of nature, because this branch of enlightenment of perfect fine discernment of phenomena is like the nature of enlightenment. Yeah. It's that which is the main cause of enlightenment.
Yeah. Sunduk diyeju, ane karaswara ta. Ta nyawar juwe yala, nishungi yala, sun tuksini ta. Tuksini sungu yore.
The third branch, the branch of enlightenment or perfect joyous effort, is the branch of definite emergence.
O tuksini, ta junzen tira, ta tila ta jeshita minu, nipena ta.
There are a couple of explanations as to how the branch of enlightenment or perfect joyous effort is the branch of definite emergence. One of the explanations is this. It is through joyous effort that one comes to be, it is a branch by which one comes to be free of being an ordinary person. So one definitely emerges from being an ordinary person. Yeah. So that, and that is due to joyous effort. Yeah.
어떻게 되네 마다 가와세데 되네 가와세디 아니 팬도베 야라 어떻게 되다디 두스만 따따다 아니 따따다 가와룰 아니 루셈라 가와친 두단셈라 아니 가서라 다 가와디기 견세 루셈라 팬도베 연구야래 제산 가와디 팬도베 야라 스도스면 다야
And since perfect joy benefits the body and mind, so it is called the branch of benefit.
어떻게 되네 맞다. 다 유무메비 야라 쓰니다. 지나왔다. 숨샤시. 다 신도 잡아. 땡엔세 다녀 숨지. 다 유무메비 야라 쓰니다. 지기 나왔다. 야라 지기 나왔다. 이 숨도 야라 지기 나 뒤에 샤에 어떻게.
The branch of enlightenment of perfect pliancy, of perfect meditative civilization, and of perfect equanimity is subsumed under the branch of branch of basis that is without affliction.
This one.
Branch without affliction, yeah, maybe we should say. Yeah, those three, the branch of enlightenment or perfect pliancy, of perfect meditative civilization, and of perfect equanimity, subsumed under the branch of the branch that is without affliction. Yeah, maybe. Also, the reason why the branch of enlightenment, of perfect pliancy, of perfect meditative civilization, of perfect equanimity are subsumed under the branch without afflictions is that when one generates equanimity, let's say on the ninth mental state, right? Where there will be an absence of laxity and excitement, yeah. So the afflictions will not manifest. Likewise, with concentration and with pliancy as well, afflictions will not manifest. Yeah. So as such, these three branches are subsumed under the branch that is without affliction, yeah.
Tadi tindai sikta tu kalau penata bagi pena bagi ombonga saya tu kalau
ombonga
pena ombonga satu nga ombonga saya tu kalau tebe ombo seni yuk tu wa lewa tadi cangjuk yala saya tu kalau yang tebe kiji sikmi tu wa tebe teba yang tu cangjuk yala seni yuk tu wa lewa tebe besi ani cik tempa saya tu ani dengan saya tu syarab saya tu Cukup saya tu, tak cukup ngah mata cikwa itu, tak tebal tebal yang kami itu, dalam tu.
So under the five powers and five strengths, there is faith, yeah. Whether it's a power of faith or the strength of faith, yeah. But that is not, you will not find faith as one of the seven branches of enlightenment, isn't it? In the seven branches of enlightenment, you have concentration, meditative stabilization, right? You have joyous effort is there, right? isn't
it?
Yeah, so with the exception of faith, yeah, you know, you look at the five powers or five strengths, you have faith, isn't it? And joyous effort and mindfulness, meditative stabilization and wisdom, right? So in the seven branches of enlightenment, faith is not there, yeah? But the rest of the four powers or the four strengths, right, pretty much in the seven branches of enlightenment, yeah, it's pretty much there, yeah. Joyous effort is there, joy is there, pliancy, meditative stabilization, equanimity, of course, this all are related to meditative stabilization, right? Yeah, so, but faith is not there, right? So, what happened to faith? Why is it excluded, so to speak?
Tati kandeshina tati pagihita penata tati shivana shire penata penata topshi dukana ta topshi dukana kada shivana shire toptikita pagi kasuare
During the time of the five powers and the five strengths, when the power of faith or the strength of faith is generated, is manifest, right? Its opposite, non-faith, is suppressed. It's suppressed to the extent that it cannot manifest, right? At most, right? But on the path of seeing, I think non-faith is eradicated. In particular here, they give the example of non-faith in the three jewels. So on the path of seeing onwards, yeah, non-faith in the three jewels is impossible to arise. Yeah.
Yeah.
So on the path of seeing, the individual develops very... a special kind of faith, you know, in the three jewels and in the cause and effect. Yeah.
Oh, 독신이. 다 디네인장, 다 디네손데, 다 털럼 토마토도 신에 다 긴득군족 세대다. 디네손 신에 다 거기 다 긴득군족 세대 조조다. 거기 대바 신다 믿어시다. 지금 거기 와 대배 떡을 때네 참배 대바 신다 믿어시. 다 털럼 토마토도다. 대몽고스는 토해도 가나 대바신다 메타오시용에 딘데인자다 보란다 랑다 대바 똑던 대바 육구여자 다 신기에 딜 대바신다 제시다 깨끗공마 수여시 다 딘데 내가 유명 로삼거에도 다디 소주 삼주를 제하모
So on the on the path of seeing due to seeing the truth directly, seeing emptiness directly, right? So that induces very very special kind of faith, yeah? strong faith in the three jewels, yeah, isn't it? And of course the individual himself becomes a sangha jewel also, right? And the individual himself becomes an object of refuge, right? So to speak, right? It's like start being a real object of refuge, right? For others, no? So when the path of seeing is attained, it's only then that one has in one's hand the direct antidote, yeah, to the path of seeing abandonments, yeah, which are afflictive obscurations, and the path of seeing which are knowledge obscurations here according to this system, right? And of course when one enters the path of seeing from the uninterrupted path onwards, yeah, one comes to possess the Dharma jewel, right? Because one actualizes the Dharma jewel, right? And because of that, because of having the Dharma jewel in the continuum, then the individual, the person, let's say the person is considered a Sangha jewel, right?
Oh, tere, ta chesanta, tere chesanta, tere ta shuta shuta tere ta bagita, gindi kunjo chavala, tigula ta, chue kunjo yoku yar, ta chue kunjo yezanta, gindi kunjo osede shashi, chesanta,
This you should really know. We talked about this before, the evolution, right, of the jewels. But anyway, it is because of possessing the Dharma jewel in the mental continuum, then can we say that that person who possesses it is a Sangha jewel, right? Whether one is a Sangha jewel or not depends on whether you possess the Dharma jewel, right? Likewise, whether you are a Buddha jewel or not also depends on whether you possess the Dharma jewel, right? Isn't it? And that's why of the three objects of refuge, the Dharma jewel is said to be the actual refuge. You know, in the five powers and the five strengths, faith is mentioned, but it's not mentioned in the seven branches of enlightenment yet. So I just thought to mention to you that thought and my kind of observations or views on it. So what's left is the seventh group, yeah, the eightfold path of the superiors, and I think we will finish that in two sessions, yeah. And then that's
okay. Okay. Any question that you ask? I stop here on my side. I finished talking. Now your side.
I have a question actually. When Ken Rinpoche was asking why faith wasn't included in the seven branches of enlightenment, I thought that perhaps it wasn't explicitly mentioned, but it is implicit. Yeah, that was one thing that went through my mind. But when you were explaining the five strengths of faith at the five strengths, the five paths and the five strengths, which includes faith, The thought came to my mind, like, why is this being highlighted on the path of preparation? Because I can't imagine working to try and enter the path, which is already so tremendously difficult to generate spontaneous bodhicitta, you know, to be able to enter the path without faith. You get my question, Ken Rinpoche? Like, without faith, why would you even work on trying to enter the path, you know? Because you don't, you know, you're like kind of wishy-washy about whether this is...
What your question?
My question is...
Can I rephrase this as, if they have non-faith, then what kind of non-faith is that?
It's not really where I'm coming from, but maybe that could be one of the dimension of my question. Because I can't imagine that you would want to even think of trying to work to enter the path without faith in the first place.
So yeah, because we cannot imagine why they, what kind of things that they do not have faith in. Yeah.
Yeah. So perhaps that could be an element of it. Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And it's only mentioned here five powers and five strengths, which is only at the level of preparation where you're almost akan tatang, you're going to enter path of seeing, you know? Yeah, so I can't imagine trying to even work through the different levels of path of accumulation without strong faith, because it's not easy.
So how is it possible to have non-faith, basically? Yeah,
yeah, that's in a way. You know what I'm saying?
There are many kinds of non-faiths.
I didn't get your exact question, what you're asking.
Okay. Can I start again?
Make sure your point. Yes.
Okay, my point is the five powers and the five forces that happens on the path of preparation, one of them refers to faith. Faith, right? Okay? Yeah. So my question is, why is it being highlighted at the path of preparation? Because to my mind, I can't imagine not having faith right from the start, you know, when you not even entered the path. Because if you don't have faith in the path, why would you even want to try and work to enter the path? Yeah, that's my point, yeah.
Huh?
Thank you.
Finally.
Must pusing a bit sometimes, Ken Rinpoche.
Actually, there's no need to talk about really the importance of faith, because it is really important. There's no need to, you know, because it is important whether it is prior to entering the path, before entering the path, or when you're on the path. It is important in basically all contexts. Yeah. So, in the context of cultivating calm abiding, one of the very first antidote is faith, right? Because you need to counteract. You need strong faith in the benefits of in karma writing itself, in the benefits of karma writing, and blah 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 blah, before you can even have a chance to want to develop karma writing, isn't it?
That takes me. That tanda ani je kalsa rapagi. Tanda lahatire kalsa. Jazan tanda niya sehati tere pena kalsa. Takalang wala tambune shudu tere pena ta. Cholam ani je chung ding chembo sin sheche ta. Zo ta sahum sahati kebe ondu mara zo ondu zo china. Ta cholam chung ding chesu me nyakam na. Yang ta bongwa shi kasa. Tengwa niya sheshi yang ta bongwa zudu yukangwa. Duksine ta.
So, if you remember, the Four Closed Places of Mindfulness are primarily explained in relation to the small path of accumulation. Then you have the four correct abandonings. Primarily explained in relation to the medium power of accumulation and the four lakes of magical emanations, which is explained primarily in relation to the great path of accumulation. Yeah, this is not to say that therefore they cannot exist prior to entering the path. They do not exist outside of those paths. You know, you cannot exist prior to them. It's not to say they can't. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
So in order to be a power, that knower must have that potential. Yeah, to produce an Arya path. Right. It must be self powered with respect to generating its result in Arya's path, yeah.
Ani top sela takana shere ta rangi mitu ju jum nuba se ta rangi mitu jum undu juwa juma ta na undu juma jo se ta jum tu nuba yudu kana ta top sini menta hai.
And the strength is so called because it has the power, the strength to quell its discordant class.
O tuksine tero ta pena tebe ombo tebe top se di ta chala mundu yuha kakura.
So the power of faith does not exist prior to there being a power, right? Of course the faith exists prior to that, right? But it's not a power of faith. It's not necessarily a power of faith, right? Because in order to be a power of faith, it must be self-powered with respect to generating its result in Arya path.
Yeah.
So the path of accumulation is explained as that time when the bodhisattva or the individual is accumulating the collections, isn't it? And the accumulation of collections is done primarily through hearing and reflection. On the path of accumulation is done primarily through hearing and reflection, yeah. Just as there's the wisdom arisen from hearing and wisdom arisen from reflection, yeah, there is also the faith that is that arises from hearing and the faith that arises from reflection. So on the path of preparation, primarily the wisdoms are the whatever wisdoms generated are those arisen from meditation, isn't it? So likewise, the favor are also kind of faves that that arise through meditation. Yeah? Unlike so obviously it has to be stronger, right? Than the faves arisen rising from hearing and reflection. Yeah? And the five powers and five strengths, of course, and also in relation to having a very strong concentration.
Yeah.
Then although the faith on the heat and peak level of the power preparation is strong, yeah, it's kind of strong faith, isn't it? But nevertheless, it is said that it is still possible for non-faith to manifest, despite having the power of faith.
Okay?
And through the power, the force of meditation, then when the Bodhisattva reaches the forbearance level and on the supreme mundane qualities level, right, their strength of faith, yeah, is enables them to quell in the manifestations of non-faith, even in post-meditative points, yeah. Then when he reaches the path of seeing, then like what I just mentioned, right? Yeah, the faith that Bodhisattva has is, you know, very, very different, very special. So let's say on the heat level of the path of preparation, right? The Bodhisattva has a union, a karma binding, a special insight, and focusing on emptiness, right? Investigating the nature of the, let's say the body is an aggregate, right? And in meditating reports, yeah, it's empty, and realizes it's empty, blah, 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 blah. But when he or she gets out of the meditation, in post-meditative equipoise, it is possible for the Bodhisattva to wonder, don't know, not sure. Maybe. So there's a lack of conviction, absence of conviction. So on the heat and the peak level of the path of preparation, while in meditative repose, there's coarse dualistic appearance here. And the Bodhisattva is aware of that. Yeah. So I think, therefore, because of that, in post meditative repose, it is possible for the Bodhisattva to then enter to have a lack of conviction. Lack of belief in. This Bodhisattva in post-meditative repose experiences appearance of true existence or not? Yeah. Does he have experience of true existence? Yes. He's not abandoned, not even started, right? Abandoning it, yeah. So he has the apprehension of true existence, of course, everything appears as truly existent. So as such, then it's possible for him to wonder, hey, you know, that okay. Thing's really empty, you know.
Okay, I don't know. Huh? Okay, huh? What? Next one. Next time. You ask next time. Huh? Oh yeah, that is a good
one. Okay, finish up with the usual prayers. So.